It's Monday, July 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: semiconductor shortage, business travel and virtual doctor's visits, a market perspective, and a tale of two ransomwares. This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick off our week with some review of the current state of play. Reuters is reporting that the semiconductor shortage could last well into 2020, and that smartphone production may be next to be impacted. Intel revealed a timeline in their earnings call, expecting shortages to bottom out in the second half of this year, and 1 to 2 years to catch up with the demand. Of course, the company also reported record revenues for the quarter ending June 30th, with its PC business sales up 33% year over year. How about business travel? The airlines are reporting that while it's recovering, the levels are half of what they were in 2019. They anticipate the reopening dates of September and October as key. Of note, sales and consulting travel is up. Fares are similar to pre-pandemic levels, and there will be a 4 to 6 week lag between business travel and reopenings. And it's unknown how hybrid work will impact travel. Here's one trend to track too. Nearly one quarter of Americans have had a virtual doctor appointment in the last month. That's down 1 percentage point since the question was started in April. Another stat, it's 21% of doctors' visits in April 2021 that are virtual, compared with 69% of visits in April 2020. One reason? Patients are returning for care that was pushed off because of the pandemic, per earnings reports from hospital operators. And the larger context here, the ongoing pandemic. The daily average of confirmed cases in the U.S. has about quadrupled during July, and new projections say this will accelerate through the summer and fall, with a peak in mid-October attributed to the more aggressive Delta variant. Now, why do we care? I'll do more world of work tomorrow too, but the COVID context matters to start with. This is going to change the state of the market over the rest of the year. It's not over yet, folks. The market is not what it was, and it won't be what it was. The chip shortage is going to be a constant, and as that drives a lot of technology spending, my recommendation is to be working with customers earlier on their plans. It's going to take a lot longer to get new gear than you might expect. The data on virtual doctor's visits parallels a lot of work experiences. Telemedicine is a thing, and it's not taking over, and it's not disappearing. Behavior will settle in differently, and just like the chip shortage, a catch-up period for businesses is to be expected. Savvy operators will find their own customers' backlog and expect that what's happening now isn't a final state. Layer in the pandemic, and you have a dynamic, unstable market. Let's highlight the work of No More Ransom, which turns 5 years old today. The project has helped over 6 million ransomware victims and saved almost 1 billion euros in payments. It's a public-private partnership between law enforcement and industry leaders. The project helps recover encrypted files, raise awareness of threats, and provide direct links to report attacks. And speaking of decryptors, Kaseya has obtained the universal decryptor from a third party and cannot confirm nor deny any ransom payment was made. The tool has been confirmed to be effective by third parties. Why do we care? I'll make my case for disclosure notification right here. The first story is a collaboration that helps users. The second leaves too many unanswered questions. Did Kaseya pay off the ransom? Apparently we won't know. An uncertainty that I find uncomfortable. Two questions providers should ask. The first, how are executives' compensation tied to security? And second, what are their policies regarding security vulnerabilities? This move by Kaseya shouldn't be surprising, as their policies are not researcher nor disclosure friendly. Two questions to ask your vendors. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. I split the world of work a little bit over 2 days. There'll be more tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.